Breakfast Briefing with NetWatch.
And we'll begin with the Irish Independent, which says that migrants arriving in Dublin are going to be moved to a number of new camps across the country. The idea is to get them out of Dublin, so it's part of an effort to reduce pressure on the city. The government also has plans to open a new asylum processing centre outside of the capital. So there's a new coalition strategy to house hundreds of male migrants in centres in Kerry and Westmeath. And then also in this plan is the idea that you would develop the Thornton Hall site in Dublin too. So these are new towns and areas being identified for migrant camps outside of Dublin. The Irish Times also goes with migrants on the front page, and it says that tents housing asylum seekers are expected to be cleared from Dublin's Grand Canal as early as this morning, which is the third time in recent weeks that we've had this happen. The Irish Times says the government is continuing to come under increasing pressure about housing refugees, and some charities are accusing it of scapegoating vulnerable people. So the men in the tents at the Grand Canal from this morning are going to be brought to alternative accommodation in the Dublin area. They'll still be in tents in this alternative accommodation, but they will have access to food and sanitary facilities. So this could be happening right now. Last time this happened, it happened at around 6 a.m. So already we could have these migrant tents being cleared from the Grand Canal area, as we've seen in similar weeks recently. Also on the front of the Irish Times, more on that ESRI report about the damaging impact on mothers' mental health of living in a home that's cold, damp and overcrowded. And what that's doing is it's leading to much poorer outcomes for their children. Mothers experiencing inadequate housing, poor quality neighbourhoods, tend to have higher levels of depression, worse self-rated health and find parenting more stressful. Which isn't surprising, because if you're living in a cold, damp, overcrowded house, there ain't much to be positive about. The Irish Daily Mail says that women will have to work 8 years longer than men to build up the same pension pot on retirement. So we've a gender gap on pensions. A woman would have to work until the age of 73 to enjoy the same benefits in retirement as a man who stops working at 65. This is according to new research by pensions provider Irish Life. And the main reason for that is the salary difference, men versus women, because there's about a difference of €20,000 in the gender gap there. The Irish Examiner on the front page has an interview with Ireland's chief rabbi, and the quote is, "This is what has happened in wars. Ireland's chief rabbi has defended Israel's ongoing attacks in Gaza, insisting there's a very good ratio between civilian and militant casualties when compared with other wars." So there's a big interview there, and he wants to talk to the president of Ireland as well about some of the recent comments made by Michael D. Higgins. He took aim at Michael D. Higgins at a rally over the weekend for his comments, and he said that the Jewish community feels isolated. Some people in the Jewish community that you speak to will tell you that they're scared physically. This is in Ireland. They're afraid physically, even if things haven't happened yet. On to the tabloids. Three of them all go with Roy Keane on the front page. The Irish Daily Mirror, Keane, shock at fan headbutt. The Irish Daily Star, Roy, but I'm no hard man. And then the Irish Sun, before I knew it, I'm hit. Roy Keane yesterday told a court of the moment, according to The Sun, he was headbutted at an Arsenal-Man United match. Fan Scott Law and the pundit allegedly clashed after a disputed goal, and Roy Keane said, "Before I knew it, I was hit." So that case continuing there, and the paper is getting a lot of fodder from it. Now, inside the papers, if you're looking to save money, if you have any money to save, well, in the Indo, we're told that there's a savings interest rates war which has broken out. And this is Bank of Ireland, which is surprising the market by introducing two new deposit accounts paying up to 3%. There were fears that the deposit rates in Ireland were about to fall, but actually Bank of Ireland has come in and said we're introducing these new deposit account rates. We also have Revolut and N26. These are the two digital banks clearly putting pressure on the traditional banks in Ireland with these new accounts. And so there's a savings rate war breaking out we are told. And new figures show Irish consumers are starting to shift their savings out of demand deposit and overnight accounts that pay little or nothing in interest into higher yielding term deposit accounts, because you're getting nothing for your savings at the moment, a lot of people would feel. Speaking of saving money, good one in the Irish Sun. I know a lot of taxi drivers listen to Breakfast Briefing. You might be interested in this. You can now snap up an electric car for the price of a summer holiday. A government grant scheme and a new Nissan trade-in booster means you can buy a brand new electric vehicle, if you're a taxi driver, for €1,995. Cabbies say they're laughing all the way to the rank with the government's new grant, which covers €20,000 of the cost of purchasing an EV as a taxi. And then Nissan has a new €6,500 trade-in booster for buyers of the electric Nissan Leaf, which means that for just under €2,000, you can get a brand new electric car, which is certainly good news for them. Normal people could be making a return. The Irish Independent tells us Daisy Edgar-Jones and Paul Mescal have sent social media into meltdown. Bit dramatic, but anyway, apparently it's in meltdown after teasing an upcoming project together. Didn't surprise me. I mean, they're very good friends. I didn't sort of fall over when I saw that they took a selfie together and said that they've news coming soon. The Normal People pair co-starred in Sally Rooney's best-selling novel adaptation in 2020. This was the big show of COVID because none of us had anything else to do, so we all watched Normal People, and the show was streamed 62 million times. Anyway, they have a photo together. Essentially, two friends have taken a selfie, put it on Instagram, and fans believe, and they're in uproar at an upcoming season. There could be an upcoming second season of Normal People is what they think, because of this selfie. More about that in the Irish Independent. If you have a toddler, the Telegraph tells us, forget about Ba Ba Black Sheep, Humpty Dumpty and Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. I don't know how parents listen to this all day, every day. But anyway, you don't have to, because traditional nursery rhymes have fallen in popularity and children actually prefer techno and hip-hop. So you can get rid of all those annoying nursery rhymes and play some hip-hop or rap for your children instead. The classic nursery rhymes are no longer favoured by parents of under fives. Nearly half of parents find that traditional nursery rhymes are now outdated, and children are getting the benefit of a wider choice of sounds. And half of parents say their toddlers already have a taste for different music genres beyond nursery sing-alongs. Nearly one in five say their children like rock and hip-hop. 16% said R&B, 12% said classical music, and 3% said their under fives liked grime music, according to the Telegraph. And finally, from the Times of London, if you find you don't have enough hours in the day or enough hands to do all the jobs you want to do, well, researchers have now developed a new thumb, which is apparently making life easier. Scientists at the University of Cambridge have developed a 3D printed artificial thumb. So this is strapped to your hand on the opposite side of your thumb, so you've kind of six digits instead of five. And they've tested the device with hundreds of users, and they found that the extra thumb can grasp large objects but also has the dexterity needed for small items. So jobs that usually require two hands can be done with one. Like, you can grab a drinks bottle, unscrew the lid with the fingers of the same hand. So that's what they're up to in the University of Cambridge. Anyway, those are the stories making the headlines.
Breakfast Briefing with NetWatch on News Talk.